It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Tuesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
With Toby Tarrant on Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show in the UK. Text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Toby Tarrant.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hello there. Hope you're having a wonderful start to this four-day working week, to this truncated working week that good, we're enjoying here.
Good word there.
Thank you. Morning, Toby. Are you definitely sure that you are on at this time today? Lisa says, it's all going well so far, Toby. Good luck for the rest of the show.
That's good. They've got you back.
Well, there's a reason they're messaging this.
Did you have an issue?
I had a minor faux pas yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Now, I'd like to first of all point out the faux pas was not entirely my fault.
Mm.
So, bank holiday show yesterday, so I was by myself. So dragged myself out of bed on a bank holiday.
Well done, you.
Thank you. That's what I was angling for.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
picked it up eventually.
I did, yeah.
And I headed into work. And so I came into the studio and I got in about 6:20, about to start at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Brown. Morning, Adam, by the way. Thank you, Adam. Adam was doing the show from our studios in Manchester. So I sat here and Adam did a link at about 6:27 and he played a song. I think it was Good Neighbours Ripple. That information is not important. We continue. And as he did that, I went, right, cool. Just switched over the studio, took control of Radio X. We're in London.
Right.
And I just start chatting out the song, blah, 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 morning, blah, 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 play a song.
Mm.
Get a call from Adam Brown. He goes, he's like, mate, you know you don't start till 7.
You've just nicked half an hour of his show.
I just commandeered his show.
Everyone's a critic.
I said to him, I said I'd heard enough. I said I'd heard enough. I thought it was time for me to jump in and save the day. Yeah. I mean, he was delighted.
I bet he was.
He said, oh, he goes, I really want to go home and watch WrestleMania, so now I can do that half an hour early. So I said to him, I said, it'll be too weird now.
Yeah.
If I give it back. I've just said hello, good morning.
Yeah.
So,
it's not really like the Ken Bruce Wogan handover from yesteryear, is it? Really?
Imagine that. He was just sat there, minding his own business, in the studio in Manchester. The way that it works, his whole studio would just gone silent. He would have looked up and just heard me going, morning, everybody.
Enough of that. Enough of that.
I think I said, cheers, Adam.
Yeah, cheers.
Thanks, Adam.
He got to watch the wrestling, so...
Yeah, exactly. Oh, he's not complaining.
No.
He got to go home half an hour early. But I can only apologise, Adam, for just taking over your radio. I thought I'd done every mistake there was to make.
Yeah.
In radio, but that's a new one. I've never taken control of someone's show before.
No.
Actually, that's not true. I did it once. I was in the other studio down the hallway here.
Mm.
I've told you this before, and then... I had to take control of that studio and somehow, instead of taking control of Radio X to that studio, I took control of Capital.
Ah.
And then I just cracked on. I did a link.
Yeah.
Probably inappropriate for Capital, probably about Willy's or something.
Definitely about Willy's.
And I remember outside my window, of that studio, people were running around the office losing their minds, and I was going, what is everyone doing out there?
Calm down, I'm trying to do a show here.
I remember getting really annoyed. I was like, can everyone stop making such a commotion? And it turned out I was the problem.
Oh, mate.
And they were running around desperately trying to get Capital back on air over there. Anyway, apologies to Adam Brown. I've checked. I was definitely meant to start at 6:30 this morning.
It's unusual to be in trouble for being early.
Yeah.
Any job, actually.
It really is. I was too keen.
Yeah.
I did an extra half an hour work.
Yeah.
Anyway. Thank you, Adam Brown. He's back tomorrow from 4 till 6:30.
Or is he? I mean, let's see.
Who knows? But Toby Tarrant's here, in for Chris Moyles all this week. Yeah, what happened was Leeds obviously got promoted yesterday.
They did, yeah.
And Burnley.
Mm.
But our bosses at Radio X decided Chris would be so unbearable.
Yes, that's it.
That it was important he had this week off.
That's right.
They said, Toby, are you around this week? We can't deal with Chris gloating all week. And then I'm off breakfast next week because we'll be unbearable next week.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Absolutely right.
Yes. Anyway, lovely to be here. Hope you had a wonderful Easter week. I think Easter's better than Christmas, you know.
Do you?
Less build up.
Mm.
Perfect amount of time. 4 days. Bank holiday. Yeah. So also you get a little bit of family time, a little bit of mates time.
The cruel irony, though, is that you can't eat Easter eggs.
That is my cross to bear. Cross to bear?
Cross to bear, very good.
Thank you.
Oh, it's all gone Jesus.
Yeah.
Are you
in the running to be the new Pope?
I'm not in the running. although, actually, I'm quite papal.
Yeah, that's his catchphrase. Yeah. Oh, it's all gone a bit Jesus, isn't it? Imagine that.
Yeah.
Millions gather in St. Peter's Square in the Vatican City for your annual address, and you walk out in all the robes.
Yeah, watch ya.
Yeah, and you...
Double thumbs up.
Oh, hey, everyone. Oh, thanks for coming. It's all gone a bit Jesus, isn't it? Anyway, see you next year.
What do you replace Easter eggs with? Do you have a replacement Easter treat thing?
Yeah. My mother-in-law, you know, God love her, she got me a very nice, like, dairy milk, caramel sort of white chocolate thing that I can eat.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not the same.
Not the same, is it?
And then the thing, because I do like a bit of white chocolate, and I can eat that, but white chocolate you have to have a small dough. You can't eat a white chocolate Easter egg.
It's very sweet, isn't
it? That is a lot to take on emotionally. Yeah. And physically.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Easter. I like a bit of Easter. Okay. Perfect amount of time. You get, you know, everyone goes to the pub.
Yeah.
You see your family just enough time. At Christmas, the first, you know, day, so we should do this more often. And then by day two, you realise why you don't do it more often.
Yeah, they don't have to stay over at Easter, do they?
Yeah,
which is good.
Easter, in, out, smile, lovely to see you all.
That's it.
See you again in 6 months. Perfect. Anyway, I hope you had the most brilliant bank holiday weekend. So, we have got Stumpy's Pub Quiz a bit later on this morning. We're giving away tickets, aren't we? Yeah, obviously, you've given me a show plan. I'll read it here. Oh, yes, we've got tickets away to give away to Mumford & Sons, which will be very popular.
Nice.
So, tickets all week. Tickets all week. Tickets all week. Yeah. So we've got tickets to give away all week. Starting with Mumford & Sons this morning, we've got Stumpy's quiz as well. We've got a few other bits and bobs you want to get through today. And it's the marathon, isn't it? This weekend as well. I want to talk a bit about that. And if you're running the marathon, get in touch. Especially if you're running it, you know, dressed as Darth Vader or something, or trying to break any world records, or if you're running it for our wonderful charity Globals Make Some Noise, let us know. Kicking off the show with Kasabian, Days Are Forgotten on Radio X.
Hey, sir, I'm looking forward. You're in and backwards of this, I'm sure. Have you had enough? Are you feeling rough? Does your skull hurt? Well, if it's warm. Cause I am taking back what's mine. I am taking back the time. You may call it suicide. Yeah.
is Toby Tarrant, covering the Chris Moyle Show on Radio X. He laughs at his own jokes so that you don't have to.
Nirvana, All Apologies on Radio X. Good morning if you're just waking up. Toby Tarrant in for Chris Moyles. All this week. But yeah, hope you enjoyed your four-day weekend. Hope you weren't working too hard. My mate Tom's listening. Morning, Tom. He's just messaged saying it's lovely to hear my dulcet tones this morning. He's in the army.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's a big dog in the army.
Right, okay.
He's definitely told me his exact rank before, but I've forgotten it. But it's something impressive.
Did it sound really good?
Yeah.
Does he do kind of classified stuff that he can't talk to you about?
All I'm saying is speak very carefully because there's a red dot on your forehead right now.
Wow, he's good.
That he is good.
He is.
He's in the studio right now.
Wow.
Yeah. He's a master of disguise. Yeah.
At ease or something.
Many years ago, I was chatting to my mate. His sister was training to be in MI5.
Wow.
Pretty cool, right?
Mm.
I don't know if he was meant to tell me that.
And now you've just said it on the radio.
That'd be fine.
All right.
He told me this. He said, oh, my sister's, training of MI5. Mm. And I said, to become what? And he said, essentially, a field agent. Spy.
Spy?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, that's cool. I was about 15. Many, many years later, I bumped into her on the train. this was probably about, this was probably about 5 years ago.
Mm.
And I hadn't seen her in years. And I went, oh, you're right, how's Will, blah, blah, blah. I was chatting to her. And I went, oh, what are you doing now? And then she went, oh, I'm a teacher. And I went, oh, cool. I went, oh, that's nice, blah, blah. Anyway, see you later. She got off the train. And then I sat there and I went, she's not a teacher.
Very good.
Cover story.
Yeah.
And where did she get off the train?
Go on.
Vauxhall.
Oh, that's where,
that's where MI5 is.
Yeah. God, you're good.
You're not fooling anyone.
Yeah.
You're not fooling anyone. That stuff must go on though, right?
Oh, yeah. A mate of mine got recruited in a pub.
What?
For MI5 or MI6.
Now, was someone having him on?
No. It was quite common, apparently, in, back in the day. So he was a very intelligent guy.
Yeah.
And he looked, I think he just had a haircut, so he looked kind of quite respectable.
Yeah.
And they approached him and, oh, I suppose you want to chat about...
Are you Red Squirrel?
Exactly. Red Riding Hood is in the woods. Mine's a Guinness. Whatever.
Yeah.
Turns out she was just in the woods.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he said no, because he didn't want to... I can't remember what he went on to do, but he was...
Really?
I won't name names.
I don't know if pubs are the best places to find spies.
No.
You know, libraries.
Yeah.
That's a place to go check
out. That's true, yeah.
I talked about this on the show yesterday. Apparently, Chinese spies are bugging park benches around Westminster.
Oh, okay.
Because politicians and civil servants go and sit down there and chat.
Yeah.
And also, the famous Red Lion pub, where lots of, you know, civil servants and politicians go and drink in, apparently that's full of Chinese spies.
Is it?
And it can't be that hard to spot a Chinese spy in the Red Lion, can it?
I wouldn't have thought so.
Well, if you're in the Red Lion and a Chinese guy comes up to you and goes, oh, so what's the latest of, like, war and stuff? Anything happening? Just don't.
The alarm bells would ring.
Yeah. You haven't got any sensitive information you want to tell me in the pub tonight, do you? But if I'd had several pints...
Yeah, yes, you would.
I'd sing like a canary.
Of course you would.
I'd give up national secrets.
Yeah.
I would give up national secrets for a Guinness, no questions asked.
Absolutely.
Will you tell me some really important stuff I shouldn't know? No. Do you want a Guinness? Okay, fine, I'll tell you.
All right, go on then.
Take a seat.
Yeah.
Have you got a pen and paper? You want to write this down?
This is getting me in a lot of trouble. But, so be it.
This is highly classified. Why is Toby chatting to that Chinese man over there? Right. I was going to talk about the Mumford & Sons competition. I got distracted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, do you know what? I'll play a song. We'll come back to it.
That's it.
The show's very fluid.
It's loose, I like
it. It's interchangeable.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can get bogged down if you stick to a plan too.
That's right.
Tightly.
Plans are for wimps.
This is Travis Gaslight on Radio X.
Is there something wrong with me? 'Cause I feel you're ignoring me. Golden showers on my head, rainbows missing presumed. I think I might just stay in bed. I'll be doing fine until you shine.
is Radio X.
Motorcycle Club, nearly 7 o'clock. Spread your love on Radio X. Toby Tarrant in for Chris Moyles. Giving away tickets all this week, including tickets to see Mumford & Sons, which we were giving away this morning, so make sure you stay tuned for that. And Dominic Byrne has dusted off his instrument.
I have, actually, yes.
Which is very exciting. It's quite an old instrument.
Well, vintage.
It's falling apart.
Yeah, it's got a unique sound, which you can't actually replicate with newer models.
Really?
So that's why I bought this in.
Perfect. Well, I look forward to you playing that old instrument later on this morning.
Radio X.
With the Škoda Elroq. Press go on the all-electric SUV.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is unmissable.
Now that calls for a dance.
Do I have to?
You can limbo. That's it.
Oh, thanks. With these moves, I might just hit the jackpot.
Very good.
Get that Euro Millions feeling tonight. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play on app. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Bread. Don't miss up to 50% in Dunelm's Easter event with cracking discounts on thousands of products from curtains to bedding, mattresses and beds, dining furniture, paint and so much more. But hurry, Dunelm's Easter event ends Monday. Save up to 50% in store and online now with free click and collect in as little as 2 hours at Dunelm. The home of homes. Terms and conditions apply.
Exciting Easter deals have arrived at Very with unmissable savings from the online store for fashion, home and more. Like the Lego City F1 truck, £49.99.
OMG!
And the Samsung Galaxy Book 4 powered by Intel Core processors, only £399.
Ooh!
Plus there's more time to pay with Very Pay. Shop Very today. Very, let's make it sparkle. Event ends 22nd of April. Delivery from
£3.99. Zap! Pow! Gotcha!
No, kids. Always battling some supervillain or other.
Whey!
Take Tommy here. He's up against his arch nemesis.
Not so fast, myopia!
That's short-sightedness to you and me. But with Specsavers Myopia Management, we're working to slow down its mischief. And as we're Specsavers, the price is also pretty super. Too bad clear vision doesn't prevent him body-slamming the telly. Lenses subject to suitability and not covered by the NHS.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Got any tips?
Sometimes, pal, your best bet is not to bet at all. And BetVictor's app makes it really easy, simple and safe to do so. They've got lots of helpful features to help you manage your time and your spend online. But it also really helps that I can't find my blooming phone half the time.
Yeah, that does really help.
I don't even know where it is now. I can hear it, but I can't see it. Sandra?
Listen to Harry, and please, gamble responsibly. 18+, gambleaware.org.
It's the most wonderful time.
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get free fast-track security with On The Beach, so they've got that extra time to buy that much-needed mini toothpaste. Silly bookers, send us a postcard from the queue. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 4-star holidays, 7-night minimum stay. Outbound only for selected airports from 6 people. Adult protected.
On the beach.
Radio X. News update next.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is unmissable.
Now that calls for a dance.
Do I have to?
You can limbo. That's it.
Oh, thanks. With these moves, I might just hit the jackpot.
Very good.
Get that Euro Millions feeling tonight. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play on app.
Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Hi there, good morning. Tuesday morning, Toby Tarrant in for Chris Moyles. This is the latest from Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, Catholic leaders are finalising Pope Francis' funeral arrangements at the Vatican. The 88-year-old died yesterday after a stroke led to heart failure. These people have been paying their respects at Westminster Cathedral.
His pontificate will be written in the history as one of the most remarkable ones.
I think he was a great pope, very friendly. I like the way that he smiles and jokes.
I just hope that they manage to pick someone that's equally as good.
In other news this morning, the nationalities of foreign criminals living in the UK are expected to be published by the end of the year. The document will also outline what crime they've committed. Ministers say they want to be transparent about the 20,000 people waiting to be deported. Sir Keir Starmer says parents will no longer be hamstrung by rigid school hours. Free breakfast clubs are opening at 750 schools today. That's before they're rolled out across England. A man's been questioned on suspicion of murdering a woman who was stabbed in North London. 45-year-old Pamela Munro died after being attacked in Enfield on Saturday. And campaigners say thousands of drivers across England have been sent parking fines because of faulty ticket machines. They say in some cases the wrong registration plate details are being printed out. Anyone who thinks there's been a mistake are being told to get in touch with the operator.
Sport.
Nottingham Forest held on for a 2-1 win over Tottenham to get their Champions League push back on track. They're up to third again in the Premier League. Spurs are 16th. Tonight, Aston Villa travel to Manchester City. Leeds United captain Ethan Ampadu says it feels amazing to know they'll be back in the Premier League next season. A 6-0 win over Stoke and Burnley's 2-1 win over Sheffield United confirmed both sides' promotion. Leeds boss Daniel Farke says they've got a lot to be pleased with.
It was a long year and it cost lots of energy also to be in charge for this club, and we have to enjoy the moment, because if you don't enjoy these moments, one day you will ask yourself, why are you doing all this hard work?
Liverpool captain, I want to be where he is now. He was having a lovely time.
It sounded like we'd accosted him in the smoking area of a nightclub.
It was a long year and it cost lots of energy also to be in charge for this club, and we have to enjoy the moment, because if you don't enjoy these moments, one day you will ask yourself, why are you doing all this
just
hard
in
work?
Pop world.
Yeah.
I picture, as soon as he finished, you know that bit in the Christmas special of The Office?
Yeah.
Where he goes, oh no, and then he walks back into the dance floor. That's how I'm picturing that ends. I just picture Daniel Farke finished that chat and just turned away and went straight back into the dance.
He's had the time of his life. And Liverpool captain Virgil van Dijk says he's not putting any pressure on Trent Alexander-Arnold to sign a new deal. The right back is out of contract this summer. He's been linked with a free transfer to Real Madrid.
Ooh. Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Much of the UK is seeing a mixture of sunshine and showers today, and quite warm. Temperatures up to around 18 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Don't go, Trent. Just stay.
Yeah, you may as well stay.
You might as well stay. It'd be so much easier.
Yeah, absolutely. The relocation costs.
The rigmarole of moving all your stuff over
absolutely.
To Madrid.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
I moved, honestly, about 4 miles in London once. Mm. Oh, it was one of the stressful weeks of my life.
Exactly.
You don't need that sort of stress, Trent.
Take heed.
Yeah. The Pope sadly passed away.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Mm.
Which is very, on Easter Monday as well.
Yes. So he gave his address, his Easter Sunday address, and then within 24 hours they'd announced he died.
That's pretty mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd be lying if I pretended that I was an expert on the guy, but I was reading about him a little bit yesterday and this morning. He seemed like a very impressive, incredible human being.
Mm.
He was amazing. So I was reading about him as well. Now, so Vice President J.D. Vance went and saw him.
Yes, he requested a meeting, so they met up.
And then the Pope died a few hours later.
Yeah.
Because I saw somebody on Twitter yesterday say, does J.D. Vance want to come and meet my mother-in-law?
Nah, that's not very nice.
But so there was a bit yesterday as well where... Mm. So Donald Trump was, I don't know what, he was out on the balcony at the White House.
Right.
Giving some sort of address.
Mm.
But you know how he doesn't really script anything?
Yeah.
He just goes completely off script. This wasn't planned. Yeah. You can tell, imagine his script writers going, why do I bother? Why do I bother? I spent hours working on that. And then he just basically, you know, he's like a magpie. If he sees something shiny, he gets distracted.
He freestyled it.
So he was giving a speech yesterday about Easter, and he had this giant Easter bunny next to him on the White House balcony. And anyway, he went off script and he started talking about the Pope. Great guy, beautiful guy, beautiful. But he basically did a touching tribute to the Pope whilst the Easter bunny was stood next to him. And the Easter bunny, you could tell, because in the Easter bunny... In this occasion, obviously the Easter Bunny is real, but on this occasion, it was just a bloke obviously dressed as an Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
So he's now got to work out...
How do I react? Yeah.
So he sort of just bowed his head, but then that was worse because his ears fell forward. And it reminds me of one of my favourite things on social media. Have you ever seen where it's club mascots during a minute's silence?
No, I've not seen it.
So whenever there's a minute's silence at the football...
Right.
The mascot obviously has to bow its head.
Of course.
And it's always hilarious. Is it Morecambe that are the shrimps?
Right. They are the shrimps, yeah.
A shrimp just bowing his head in respect. Oh, man. It was so funny. Anyway, the Popes are like a very, very incredible, forward-thinking, modern human being. Mm. So, yes, rest in peace.
This is Radio X.
From Global, Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
Okay, Stumpy's quiz a bit later on this morning. Mumford & Sons ticket to give away in just a sec as well. I want to play the latest track from Wet Leg. I want to talk about Wet Leg as well.
Okay.
They're up to something.
Cool.
I don't know how to explain it, but they're doing something. I want to discuss it on air and pick people's brains. All of that on the way. First, though, this lot playing on Brighton Beach, of course, this summer. Block Party with Flux on Radio X. Good morning.
If your right hand is causing you pain, cut it off, cut it off. If your colours are starting to run, let them all run, run away from you. There is lightning in this room, above our heads, waiting to strike. I'm a thinker, not a talker. Put your faith in God.
Chris Moyles all this week on Radio X. Chris is one of Toby's heroes, whereas Chris really likes Batman.
Looking pretty, but isn't it?
is High Flying Birds on Radio X, and definitely you and me. There was a beautiful moment there where Dom was on the phone booking a round of golf and nearly would have had to do it live on air. I was really hoping the song was going to run out.
The phone call just finished in time. Leave with me, Tobes. I'll book us a round of golf. Last week I said to you.
Yep.
And it turns out I didn't do it properly. So, but now we are. So okay, it's fine. Good.
I mean, I've been on breakfast 2 days and it's already gone to my head because I brought my golf clubs in this morning.
Mm.
And I came in and I came up to the studio and I was like, I'll just leave them outside the studio, go downstairs and see producer Big Si. And then yeah, when I came in, they were in the studio, which means that's producer Harry.
Yes.
Has had to bring my golf clubs in. That's
big time.
That is.
Yeah.
I've forgotten my roots, haven't I?
Yeah.
So, wet leg. So I want to talk about this.
Hmm.
I don't know how to explain. They're up to something.
What's led you to think about this?
My phone's going, setting off the thingy. So, first album, it's both of them with their faces turned away.
Yes.
Right, it's the back of their heads. And
it's quite an iconic cover, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And they were notoriously slightly odd in interviews during the first album, right? They're very, very nice, but so it's Rhiannon and Hester, isn't it? So they were on Radio X with Dan O'Connell, and let's say Dan O'Connell did very well to get out of them what he did.
Yes.
Let's put it like that.
Quietly spoken, I think it's fair to say.
Quietly spoken, not giving too much.
That's it.
Let's put it like that, right? And so that's the first album with both their faces turned away.
Yeah.
Now, the second album, the front cover's been released, where Hester is now facing away, but Rhiannon is like on all fours, like a sort of gremlin.
Right.
Looking quite terrifying.
Oh.
Okay. And I think they're doing some sort of performance art thing, but I can't quite explain it. Because, so they were on Jonathan Ross at the weekend, and I also saw them on Jimmy Fallon.
Right.
Hester, on both those performances, has just played her guitar with her entire back to the crowd.
Oh, really?
She has stood right at the back of the stage.
Yeah.
Facing away from the crowd, playing the guitar. She didn't turn around once on Jimmy Fallon or on Jonathan Ross.
Right, okay.
But Rhiannon has now gone from on the first album where they were wearing these slightly angelic, like, white dresses and stuff live. She has dyed her hair. She's wearing like this really skimpy outfit and she was basically rolling around on the floor and stuff.
Right.
And it's completely unrecognizable from how they were on the first album. So
what are they playing at?
They're up to something, but I can't explain it. And so whatever the concept of the album is and the album art, they obviously then reflect when they're performing live. Right. And I think in interviews as well.
Yeah, okay.
Now, they didn't speak to Jonathan Ross because I was really fascinated to see.
Yeah.
I've got a feeling that Rhiannon's going to be really confident and charismatic and slightly weird, and Hester's going to say nothing.
Yeah.
Which, if they bear in mind they're a new band in the grand scheme of things, it's quite incredible foresight if this is... I might be completely wrong, by the way, but I feel like they're doing some sort of performance art on each album, but I don't have the information to explain it.
Yeah.
So can everybody just keep an eye on this over the next few months?
Let's monitor them.
Let's monitor them. They're up to something. I just don't know what that something is. Anyway, go and watch their performance of Jonathan Ross, because also I thought it was spectacular. They're brilliant. Yeah, second album coming out. Love this from them. Catch These Fists. Wet Leg on Radio X on your Tuesday morning.
Can you catch a medicine ball? Can you catch yourself when you fall? You should be careful. Do you catch my drift? 'Cause what I really want to know is, can you catch these bits?
suit. I saw him sipping on dark fruit. This always happens late at night. Some guy comes up, says I'm his type. I just threw up in my mouth when he just tried to ask me out. Yeah, don't approach me, I just wanna dance with my friends. Yeah.
Wet leg, catch these fists on Radio X. I was just discussing the fact that I think Wet Leg are up to something. I think it's some sort of really highly conceptual modern art piece that they're doing with this new album.
Yeah.
That was my take on it. Gareth in Southampton said, nah, they're from Isle of Wight, Toby. They're all jeffing mental, just meet my ex-wife. So, you know, different approaches.
Radio X.
With Škoda, it's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Here at Pets in a Pickle, our name has caused some confusion. We've had people asking us what pickles we recommend, but they're barking up the wrong tree. We actually offer simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs. Visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. Discovering amazing destinations like Ibiza, Lanzarote and Crete. And relaxing in the sun with award-winning VIP service from the Which? Travel Brand of the Year 2024. So, book now from your nearest airport with Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Patronage protected, subject to availability and conditions.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. You finally found that perfect parking spot and you're ready to start work. But wait, you need a replacement part that's not in your van. Don't sweat it and don't move the van. Get moving on your job and we'll sprint over with exactly what you need before you can say, where's my spirit level? Screwfix Sprint delivers in as little as 20 minutes. Only £4.99 and only on the app. Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
Ultramatte Paint is made by us, Dulux Trade.
And approved by professional painters like me and you.
Ultramatte is made for a dead flat, non-reflective finish.
So you get a ceiling that looks great, even in the harshest light.
And it's made to be anti-flashing too.
So my customers only ever see a nice even ceiling over their heads.
Dulux Trade Ultramatte. It's made by us.
And approved by you. And me.
Put it to the test. Try Dulux Trade Ultramatte today.
Magnum Classic Radio Spot, take one. Matt, bite the Magnum Classic at my signal. Remember to emphasise the perfect cracking chocolate. And wait for my signal.
Sorry, couldn't resist.
Nothing cracks like Magnum. Magnum, true to pleasure.
How would you like to be a Win Plus winner? Enter now to win huge cash prizes and loads more at winplus.co.uk. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Hello, UK. At Benenden Health, we offer access to affordable private healthcare.
We like affordable.
You'll love this then, Roz. You see, we're all about our members, not profit.
What's the
price, Angelo? It's less than £16 per person per month.
Can anyone join?
Yes, Sam. 870,000 people and thousands of businesses are already with us. So, what are you waiting for? Search Benenden Health for affordable private healthcare. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
We're back after a massive week away. I've got all the latest news from the Big M. Plus, new week, new energy, new pet town. We nominate one. Plus, we've got the best three old Melbourne berets and we spin the reels of the old Mexican bandit for this week's Mexican handbag. The 4 till 7 thing from 4 till 7 It's a thing.
Get the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is unmissable.
Now that calls for a dance.
Do I have to?
You can limbo. That's it.
Oh, thanks.
With these moves, I might just hit the jackpot.
Very good.
Get that Euro Millions feeling tonight. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play on app. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Get into the music.
Radio X.
I'm a puppet on a string, Tracy Island, time traveling diamond, could have shaped heartaches to come to find you for in some velvet morning. Years too late, she's a silver lining, Lone Ranger riding through an open space in my mind. When she's not right there beside me, I go crazy, cause here isn't where I wanna be, and satisfaction feels like a distant memory. And I can't help myself, all I wanna ever say is, are you mine? Well, are you mine? Are you mine? Are you mine? All right. I guess what I'm trying to say is, I need the deep end. Keep imagining meeting, wished away entire lifetimes. Unfair, we're not somewhere misbehaving for days. Great escape, lost track of time and space. She's a silver lining, climbing on my desire. And I go crazy, cause here isn't where I wanna be. And satisfaction feels like a distant memory. And I can't help myself, all I wanna ever say is, are you mine? Well, are you mine? Space in my mind when she's not right there beside me. I go crazy, cause here isn't where I wanna be. And satisfaction feels like a distant memory. And I can't help myself, all I wanna hear her say is, are you mine? Well, are you mine?
Arctic Monkeys, Are You Mine on Radio X. Good morning. So Toby Tarrant's here in for Chris Moyles all this week. Now, we have got your chance all this week to be at some of the biggest gigs of the year. And commotion you can hear in the background is Dominic Byrne preparing his instrument for us.
Sorry, yes, it's making too much noise at the moment.
No problem. So is this going to be all week?
Yes, I think, Si, yes, yeah. It is going to be all week.
Yeah.
I brought an instrument in from my house.
Yeah.
Which is a vintage instrument. The sound, you could argue the sound is awful, but also unique.
Right, okay.
So, yeah. So
what instrument have you got over there?
So, it's what we in the trade call a keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can fire her up if you want. You ready? That's what we're dealing with. It's also got a bit of this on it.
Oh, you're
Ross from Friends.
Well, you're making eye contact with me, which I don't like, but you are Ross from Friends, aren't you?
That's a nice symbol there as well. So, yes, it's a lovely...
Let me have a look at it.
Lovely bit of kit.
I've looked at it. Let me see.
There she is.
So what... Did producer Big Size say that you paid £8 for that?
It's about £8, isn't it? Something like that.
Bargain.
Yeah.
Now, we need to do a bit of a on-air sound check. We've surrounded you with microphones.
Yeah.
Like you're about to deliver one of the great musical masterpieces, yeah. And we daren't miss it.
Yeah.
So we've got check. Two mics on the key. Can I hear it?
Yeah, sure. Let me just play a little ditty for you. Oh. There you go.
You've been practicing.
What do you think?
Well, it's beautiful.
It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, the sound quality is absolutely fine.
Great.
That's good.
That's about-